the second habit that we don't really see until we're aware of it, isn't it amazing? Is the habit of disconnecting from ourselves. In fact, avoiding ourselves. And what I notice when we disconnect from ourselves is that our anxiety is actually getting worse. There is a secret around anxiety that no one talks about. And that secret is that the anxiety is not only trying to protect us from external danger, things that can harm us, but the anxiety also wants us to be connected to ourselves. It's almost like the anxiety says, well, you can only really survive if you are your best, most empowered self. If you are not inside of yourself, if you're not aware of yourself, how can you really defend yourself? How can you survive? How can you move on this journey? So the anxiety gets very easily triggered when it notices that we have no clue about how we feel, about what we think, and also about who we are. So that habit of disconnecting from ourselves, distracting ourselves from ourselves, not wanting to be close to ourselves, makes the anxiety worse. And that's really important to realize. When we live 6 feet outside of ourselves, there is certainly something that the anxiety feels as if there is nobody at home. And when there is nobody at home, that unconscious self-protective mechanism gets activated and say, well, I guess the adults have left the building, so I'm going to take over. And then there are these, you know, hypervigilant patterns, avoidance patterns, overthinking patterns, you name it, that, you know, make you feel even more uncomfortable and maybe even more driven to, you know, get further away from yourself. And that is just a very unhealthy cycle. Unless we are really curious about ourselves, not only curious about the anxiety, as I told you before, but really curious about ourselves. Who am I? What do I want? What's important to me? What is it what I value versus what I'm told to value? You know, really dissecting that what is you and that what has been imprinted on you or programmed on you, that in itself is really fun work. And that is something that I feel like we have to really edge into our mind, which is the antidote to anxiety is trust. And the trust in ourselves is the most important trust we need to build. And you cannot trust anyone or anything that you don't know anything about. So spending time with yourself, focusing on, you know, what is it also that you have as natural strengths or, you know, abilities or things you have learned, and looking back and seeing what you have overcome and how far you have, you know, been able to go on this journey. Those are all really important things that are building trust. You don't have to be the best. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to compare yourself to anyone. There is no competition. You just want to feel more that you have your back and that you, again, the T word, can trust yourself. You cannot overcome anxiety without really knowing yourself. So the healing journey of anxiety is ultimately a journey of self-discovery. And when you're close to yourself, you will see your anxiety is way calmer because it can lean on you and trust you rather than having to take over and go into the survival self-defense mechanisms that it has learned a long time ago.